Creating the New Dream. Beloved one, you have been within the dream of the Holy Child for what you would see as lifetimes, eons of time, as you measure time in this point of focus. You have dreamt a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream. Some of the dreams have been joyful ones, and some of the dreams have been as the nightmare. Now you are desirous of creating a new dream, the dream which guides the Holy Child to awakening. And this new dream will be one of short duration, because you have decreed that you are tiring of the belief in separation supported by the concept of time and of fulfillment delayed. You want to remember the totality of self. You want to remember the Father. You want to remember love is unlimitedness. You want to remember the power of beingness. You want to remember the power of creativity. So for yet a little while you will be abiding within a dream, experiencing even now the stirring that heralds awakening. The child is coming out of a deep sleep, responding to the call of daybreak, ready to greet the dawn. The new dream comes by invitation. It comes by desire. It comes by intention. It comes by allowance, allowing it to be within your reality, the small r, and then with the faith, the belief, the surrender which says, yes, it is here. With that knowing, it comes to your experience. Now, will a brother or sister perhaps to the side of you, will they see it? It will not be their experience unless they desire it with the same intensity and belief that you do. But if they share that with you, they will see heaven as well. Anything that you want to manifest, sit with it in the heart, desire it, get to know it. Get to know it intimately, visualize it. How does it look? What would it feel like? What do the energy patterns feel like? Become one with whatever you will manifest, and it will manifest. That is how you manifest everything that you see in front of you. You have called it forth out of the energy that you are. You have called it forth out of your creative energy. And ones who are in the collective consciousness of belief will experience a shared reality. In another point of focus of shared belief, reality is experienced differently. Know you that in another point of focus you would not behold bodies, you would behold light forms, collections of energy. You would see consciousness. It is coming to your experience where you will see form as you focus upon form. But you will also see the consciousness of that one. You will see the energy of that one, and you will see the energy fluctuate as to how joyous that one feels, how creative that one feels. You will be able to see it in vibrational energy known now as the colors, for it will be received by the physical receptors and interpreted as colors. You will see energy patterns. You will see vibrational changes which will be received and interpreted even by the physical senses for a time, so that you may see the body and read the various areas of the body to see which ones need a bit of upliftment and balancing. At the present point of belief, you can sense with the hands the energy patterns of the body. You have played with this. You have gone over a body and you have been able to sense that a certain chakra is open, and further down the body perhaps you have sensed the constriction. Already you can feel it with the sensitivity receptors in the palms of your hand, and you will come to the place where you will see energy patterns even with the physical eyes. Creation changes, as does the energy flow. What you beheld 1 minute ago is no longer here. You have remanifested, moment by moment, the reality which you experience. You feel it to be a constant because you do it in such minuscule gradations. You feel it to be a constant, and yet you are recreating it every moment your reality. That is why with a shift in perception, all of your world is transformed instantly and you look upon it with new eyes. All of a sudden, the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle that seem to be at odds and ends with each other come together and you say, "Ha-ha, I never saw that before." And all of your world is transformed in that instant. Creating the new dream. That is what you are about. You are playing with ideas, concepts, unlimitedness that perhaps you haven't touched upon for a long, long time, and asking yourself, what would I do if all of the restrictions of time and space and physicality and society and culture and peers and parents and relationships and employees, etc., etc., if all these restrictions were dissolved, released for a day, a week, even 2 weeks if I get lucky, what would I do? Who would I be? Where would I go? I would go beyond space and time. I would create a beautiful world. I would see the light which activates all the form that is upon our Holy Mother, the Earth. I would know myself to be one with all the life process of the trees, of the flowers, of the flowing water. I would know myself to be the flowing water. You are in the midst now of playing with those unlimited ideas, and in that you allow yourself to remember home and to awaken. Many lifetimes you have believed that you would have to lay down the body before you would be able to know heaven and to come home. But then the creative child has said, "Perhaps I do not have to lay down the body in order to know heaven. Perhaps I can know the joy of holiness even in this point of expression, even with the form." You are dynamic, unlimited energy. You are the great miracle that is creating the new dream because you have desired it. You bring it forth with an intensity of desire known sometimes in the world as the C word, commitment. You have heard that word. You have also heard many speak against the C word. "Heavens, how could I be committed? I do not want a committed relationship. I do not want commitment. It would restrict me." You have heard that. You may have said that yourself from time to time. You bring forth all of manifestation through desire, through intensity of intention, through commitment, through allowance, through setting it all in motion and then allowing within the belief and process, allowing that process to unfold. And you surrender to the knowing that what you have desired to manifest is already manifest. What you have envisioned, the desire of your heart, truly will manifest. It cannot help but manifest. Your desire is manifest in every moment. Allow yourself to abide in the love of the heart, in the joy of the heart, in the exhilaration and the excitement of knowing unlimitedness through playing with unlimited concepts of what can be. You are willing now to know your own power of energy, and the dream that you bring forth is one of knowing and no separation. You are bringing forth a new society based upon the energy of non-separation and the energy of love. For indeed, in the process of the awakening, you will play with the truth of non-separation, and you will play with inflicting upon another one your energy, and you will feel it reverberating and coming back to you multiplied. No longer will you be able to hold the belief that you can speak an unloving word or hold an unloving thought or a judgment about another with impunity. You think now that you can look upon a brother or a sister and you can judge them, however subtly, and it will not affect you at all. You think that there is a bit of a barricade, an armoring that surrounds you, and that you can think in judgment of another one. So you will play as the awakening unfolds with the extension of judgment, the extension of the harsh words, the unloving thoughts, and very quickly you will choose anew. For very quickly you will see that what you send out seemingly to another one, you send out to yourself. You are the one who abides in the intensity of it. So very quickly there will be a revision of how you choose to act and where you choose to come from. You will play a few times with pain and then you will say, "Oh, this doesn't feel good. I will choose love instead. I will choose mellowness." And you will see coming forth upon your plane a society which is based on love, unconditional love. For it will no longer be found advantageous to abide in constriction and in separation. You will consciously know the energy that you are and the energy that others are as they activate the form. You will even come to the place of knowing that your form will walk through the form of another one's energy or through a wall. For as you understand yourself to be energy, as you understand all of your creations to be formed from the energy that you are, you will understand that you can pass through what is seemingly a dense wall, what now is believed to be a solid because it is in a different rate of vibration. You will expand the energy of the creation and you will pass through it. You will also know how to levitate the form because you will be in such a state of joy and enlightenment that you will not need the heaviness known as gravity to hold you upon the Holy Mother. Indeed, as you know yourself to be energy and you know yourself to be enlightened energy, you will levitate yourself across water. You are bringing forth a new society, a society based on love, because you are willing to entertain a new image of who you are and who the brothers and sisters really are and what society is for. You are willing to exchange time-worn judgments and pain for unconditional acceptance and peace. You are willing to claim a bit of joy in each day, to laugh at self from time to time, to find humor in events that other times have been most heavy. Employment will change its nature as well. Service will be given freely because you desire to expand the heart and to express the energy that you are. The golden coins will no longer be valued as reward for service. For indeed, the expanded heart will know its own reward. You will no longer see as necessary the exchange it goes through the gradations of separation known as a paycheck, a bank, bills, payment, for the energy will be freely given, and the exchange will be known and felt immediately. You have heard that your monetary systems are going to undergo change, and indeed they will. Some of the brothers and sisters will see this as tragedy and will hold on to the old with great resistance. And when they bring changes into their expression, they will be widespread opportunity to feel that they have lost everything, that they have lost their image of who they are, the image that they have identified themselves as being. And wonderful is that loss, for the image that they have held has been limited. Your monetary systems will undergo great change because they will no longer be seen as necessary. Now you need not fear the change. You need not go out and bury somewhere in the ground, nor in a shoebox under the bed, the metallic substances that you hope will be useful later. Who you are is much more valuable than any metallic substance that you could secrete away somewhere for future use. In truth, you are the one who creates the metals, precious and otherwise, and you are the one who decrees their value. Yes, they will still be used for metallic substances, but they will be used in devising means for serving the brothers and sisters in technological development and in structure. They will no longer be used as a means of value in exchange for energy. Love, light, energy will be seen to be a most value, and it will be seen that each one owns equally the energy. For you are that energy, and there's no lack of it. So yes, your monetary systems will be undergoing change to the place where you will no longer need the subtle separation at sand. I will do a certain activity for you in exchange for the piece of paper or the golden coins, the plastic, the IOUs. You will not need the intermediary. Every exchange will be immediate and the service will be given because it feels so good to be in the flow of energy. The forms of education are already undergoing great change. You will behold a major shift where every small one who is birthed in physicality will be honored as the light energy that one is, and they will be seen as teachers. Already you have begun the process, and in time all will come to know that there is no little one upon this plane who is unwanted. Now many of the brothers and sisters find themselves birthing, mainly the sisters, the small ones, and sometimes not wanting to be encumbered with them. Part of the process of creating the new dream will be for one such as you to honor each little one and to speak to that one in words and in actions that you see value in him and her. Take a little one, or more than one, under the wing. Adopt them, not with legal papers, that is not necessary, but into your heart and say, "Come be companion with me upon the journey. We will see what we can share, for the little ones have much to share." And it will quickly come to the place where every small one is seen to be of value and is recognized to be a master walking upon this plane, which they are now and which you are now, and which they will be in days to come, so that your educational process will be greatly altered, for they will be based in love and in worth, seeing the value of each point of light which is expressing upon this plane. There will be no longer a question of dictating the course of study that must be done. The points of light, you and they, will be seen to be equals, and there will be an honoring, acknowledging what the little one can share with you and what you can share with the small one because of where you have journeyed along your path. You will see innovations in your health field where the wholeness of energy will be understood to be the foundation for health. Treatment, balancing of the energy of the body will involve knowing and monitoring not just a part of the body, not just a momentary symptom, but the energy patterns of the body as a whole. Already, you are in the process of bringing forth technology that will assist you in doing this, for there is a great belief now in technology. Later, it will be seen that the wisdom of one form body is all the technology that is needed, and energy will be extended unto another through the chakras. Already, you are bringing forth the technology to balance energy in the body through the vibrations of sound and color, and through the sound of the body itself and what is known as toning, singing, using the voice to bring about the opening and balancing in all the chakras of the body. There is much that you will be playing with. You will play with various substances where there is a belief that the light energy of the substances can facilitate a balancing of a form itself, where the light energy will remind certain areas of the body of the light that they are. That is the purpose of various nutriments and supplemental substances, to bring light into various parts of the body, to say to the body, "Remember how it feels to be light." You remind the cells of the light that they are. And it is not the substance itself that is magic. It is you, your consciousness, your energy of light that is directed to the use of that substance which allows the various parts of the body to turn their lights on again. In the new society you are birthing with the new dream, there will be many who will see your light, the light of the body and the light of your consciousness. You will find many coming unto you seeking, and you will speak your truth in freedom. You will be planting as you already have planted many seeds. Those seeds in time will grow, but it is not your responsibility to make these seeds grow. In truth, you cannot make them grow, for they must be nurtured in the consciousness of the one receiving them. You can only offer them. But know that of all the words of truth you have spoken unto ones who have then walked away, those seeds will grow in time, for the Holy Child is one, and the Holy Child desires to come home again. Only the time, as time is seen to be, of choosing for love, for peace, for home varies. Never fail to speak words of truth to another one, for indeed they call you forth in that moment to be servant unto them, to speak without fear your truth. That is why you come together. That is why there is relationship, however brief. Ones are asking now to know the truth of their being, and they call you forth to share with them the truth that you know. It is a grand gift that you give unto them, and you do not need to fear the giving of that gift. You are birthing an energy which already has a life given to it by your vision, by which you have seen to be the possibility of heaven upon earth. It starts first with the entertainment of the idea that there could be such a possibility, and as you play with the idea of possibility, it becomes a probability. And as you play with that probability, it becomes a reality which leads you to the remembrance of your reality. You are creating the new dream, beloved one. Dream a dream of gentleness, of love extended, of holiness acknowledged and remembered. Dream the dream of a new heaven and a new earth. Dream the dream of love.